We have no control over certain things that have a huge impact on how we grow up, like whether we have siblings. Today's Dayton Youth Radio story is from an only child. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
If kids don't have siblings, they'll find them with cousins and aunts and uncles and with grandparents.
Hi, my name is Darian Mosley, and I am 18 years old. I live in a single-parent home and was raised by my mother, Angela Mosley. My father wasn't really in my life that much, but that didn't stop my mother from doing what she had to do. She got pregnant with me at the age of 17 while she was in high school. And, you know, after my mom got pregnant, she started working at Miami Valley Hospital, where she was only making minimum wage. And making minimum wage and having a child would be kind of stressful with no help from my father. I'm the only child, and my mom said after I was born, she was done having kids forever. The good thing about being the only child is, I guess I could say, I got a lot of space to myself, more than people that have siblings. I don't have to babysit at all. I guess the bad thing about being the only child is you get lonely, like really lonely, like super lonely. If I'm bored all the time, of course I would want to leave. As I got older, my mom started making my punishments, like me staying at home, because, you know, I didn't like staying at home. She was like, give me them keys, you ain't driving nowhere else, this, that, and the third. I'm just like, wow. That's what she did to me. And it worked, because he used to kill me, I ain't gonna lie. We had to go to my grandmother's house where we watched cable. Like, I remember one time when money was getting a little tight, and we really wasn't eating that much. She only had, like, enough money for the bills to be paid. She had to keep the water on. All the other, you know, bills that had to be paid in the house. My mom felt that, like, cable wasn't necessary. And it would be too much for, like, you know, her budget or whatever. And we just had regular TV. Like, I think it was, like, only, like, 7 channels probably. She was like, your grandmother has cable. You can go over there and watch cable anytime you want. And that was that. But my mom still made ends meet. My mom wasn't really alone, though. Like, she had help from my aunt and my grandmother. I was raised by a lot of women, where I was raised around women, like, my whole life. I am on the varsity basketball team, and I've been playing varsity since my sophomore year. When I was younger, I used to always watch my cousin play basketball all the time. Her name is Shatoria Gillette. She was a really good shooter in high school, like Stephen Curry. She wore number 32. It'd be times when we'd just go outside and she was just like teaching me how to dribble. And when I started playing basketball in the third grade, like I was just using my skills that she taught me. And like I've always known how to shoot just because of her. My family isn't that big. It's only like really like 9 of us that are very close like with each other. But you know, my mom has always been there for me like whenever like. My mom was a single parent working in a minimum wage job, and now she's a nurse. She went back to school and she became a nurse. My mother has always been there for me, though. I didn't get everything I wanted, but my mom still made an effort to get it if she could. Basically, shout out to all the single parents out there. If you are a single parent, just, it's not the end of the world, you know, just do what you gotta do, you know. Just be there for your child all the time. You know, that's the best thing that you can do. And, you know, just never give up, you know? Like, just really just never give up at all. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponus Career Technology Center, this is Darian Mosley.
That was Only Child, written and produced by Darian Mosley, a senior at Ponus Career Technology Center. Darian says he wants to marry and have 3 children. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup and Jeffrey Crowell. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.